I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Schnitzelwolf looked it up. The last time Notre Dame was at Autzen Stadium was 1982.
So I was four.
You were four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And living in Anchorage. So, no, I happened to miss that one. Didn't catch that one.
Let's take a look at what happened. 1982.
Someone's saying a 13-13 tie.
Really?
Yeah. That's what someone chimed in.
It's the most 80s football game ever.
That is the most 80s football game.
Was that Lou Holtz then?
No, Lou Holtz. This was in the 80s. It would have been Gary Faust. It was Dan Devine, then Faust, then Lou Holtz. So right before Holtz's
Lou
tenure.
Holtz. Lou Holtz got there in the late 80s with Tony Rice and all those guys.
Exactly.
I do believe that was like...
Well, I don't get... I got a head cold, but they're...
Oh, Lou. Honestly, if you could give me one matchup for Oregon... So the at-large teams that they have right now are South Florida, Georgia, Notre Dame, Oregon, Miami, Texas Tech, Texas, Ole Miss. The byes being Indiana, A&M, Ohio State, Bama.
Well, let me throw it out in bracket form.
Yeah,
because the bracket is more interesting than the rankings, even though it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So they have, so last week they had Memphis as the top, I don't know, like
group
the
of five.
Fifth champion.
Group of five, yeah.
Conference champion. Mm-hmm. Even though they weren't in the top 25.
Yeah.
They lost.
Yeah.
So they lost to Tulane. So now they have South Florida in there. Mm-hmm. So they have South Florida as the 12 seed playing at Georgia with the winner going to Alabama. Mm-hmm. Then they have Notre Dame as the 9 seed playing at Oregon, which the winner there would be going to Ohio State.
And by the way, those would be neutral site games, but they would get Ohio State.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yes,
so they're
right,
not.
Right.
They
the first
be,
round is the only.
Yes. They would not be going to the Shoe to play. This would be at a bowl game.
Correct.
But yes, they
Miami,
would get Ohio State.
They have Miami as the
ACC champ.
As the 11?
Mm-hmm. You are correct.
Playing Texas Tech. And the winner would play Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
That game would the Texas Tech-Miami game would be in Lubbock. And then Ole Miss would host Texas with the winner getting Indiana.
Yeah. And I'm saying, for Oregon, if I were to take any of the at-large teams, because obviously you can't play Bama, Ohio State, A&M, Indiana, the one I would want to see the most is Notre Dame. I'm just talking all things. I'm talking pageantry. I'm talking just, you know, kind of the tradition. I think it'd be a fun game to see. I'm not saying that would be the easiest game. I just think that would be the one. You know, I know some people would say Georgia, you want to play the SEC, Texas would be fun. Miami, the Crystal Ball reunion would certainly be fun, and maybe you'd want to see Miami because you think they're the lesser team, although I'd point out Miami beat Notre Dame. I would want to see that. I think Oregon, Notre Dame at Autzen Stadium would be amazing. I think that would be a game that I would absolutely be fired up for.
If you look at the bracket this week, there's like Texas is in there now,
mm-hmm.
Miami's in there now.
And a lot of this can change, by the way.
Absolutely.
So much.
It's early.
I mean, Texas loses one more game, and they got to play A&M at the end of the year. They're out.
I don't remember who they had the ACC champion as last week. Was it Miami? So I looked that up while we were at break.
That, you know, I don't know.
Miami is not out of it.
No.
So they, because...
It's so convoluted.
There's a lot going on, but I'm just saying, like, to win the ACC and just you'll be in the tournament.
Yeah.
All they need is some combination of Duke to beat Virginia, and Duke hosts Virginia this week, and Virginia's quarterback is hurt, I think. Miami, they have to beat Pitt. If they want any chance to win the ACC, they have to beat Pitt. They have to win that game. Then they need SMU to lose to either Cal or Louisville, and they need Georgia Tech to lose to either Pitt or Boston College. And by the way, they don't need all of that. They need a combination of that so that they're left as a two-loss team. Then it would be tiebreakers and all that.
So when you look at this in the bracket and they have Miami in there, this isn't them saying they think Miami is going to go. It's just Miami is the highest-ranked SEC or the ACC team right now. But that... Miami may not even play for the ACC championship.
They need help to play for the ACC championship.
But they do have, it is interesting, like right now, they only have one ACC team and one Big 12 team in.
Yep.
So Miami's the only one in Texas Tech. The first two teams out, they have Oklahoma and BYU as the first and second team that are out.
You know what? Last week, they didn't even have an ACC team in the... They had that scenario last week where the ACC champ didn't get in.
Yes.
Because they had, last week, I was looking at it here, they had six SEC, three Big Ten, two Big 12. Remember, BYU and Tech were in. And then Notre Dame. This week, BYU's out and Miami jumped in.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of football left to be played. I just think this, if somehow it ended up close to this version, I think most people would be very excited.
That's a loaded tournament.
Yes, it is.
And say what you will about who would be left out and, you know, merits of going. But having Texas and Miami and Notre Dame all in there and Tech, that is a real interesting tournament.
I just think when you look at this, South Florida, Miami, Texas, they're all hanging by a thread. In fact, I'll bet you right now two of those three are not standing when this tournament happens.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
So...
Yeah, a lot can change. A&M did not leapfrog Indiana. Some thought they would.
Yep.
Indiana is still number two. So that could change if Texas A&M keeps playing the way they are playing. They would then host the winner of Texas Ole Miss.
Yeah. And a lot of that may come down to, you know, both of those schools, if they end up playing for their conference title, who wins, who loses. One could be the two, one could be the three based on that.
But can I give you this final eight, elite eight, as it's called in basketball?
Let's do it.
Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, Texas A&M, Texas, and I don't know, take your pick, Texas Tech, Indiana?
Yeah.
Dude?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And the Texas Tech, Indiana one is not the traditional matchup of the other ones.
Good
but
game, though.
But tell me you wouldn't like to see that Indiana offense try to block and deal with that Texas Tech front.
But Georgia, Bama, and Texas A&M?
Well, and Ohio State, Oregon. Look, if you're Oregon, I'm not sure you're thrilled about seeing. Maybe you are thrilled. Maybe you're like, good, we get some redemption. But if you're talking about the path, I'm not sure I'd want to play Ohio State sooner than later, but...
No, but you know what?
You got to face them sometime.
Just like we said last year, you got to play them at some point. Yeah. So you just bitching about it and get out there and lace them up, little bitch. Let's go.
And that's one of the things I really like about Lanning. The man will make zero excuses. You took an old-fashioned ass-whipping last year, and people tried to bring up the layoff, and he was like, whatever, I'm not doing that. They asked him at the halftime of the Iowa game about the weather and how ugly the offense was, and what did he say? He goes, this is great. I love playing in the rain. Let's go. I do like... very much that he has that. I have never once heard that man make an excuse for anything. And I, in a world full of whiny bitches, it is nice to have sometimes a psycho, a Zen ripping psycho that just doesn't care. And I
lace him up, you little bitch. Let's go.
I think that might be his mantra.
There it is.
Yeah.
You freaking bitch. Freaking punch it, bitch.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.